Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV. Coming to you live on Memorex from a undisclosed location. I forgot my microphone. Well, I didn't forget it. When I use the wireless microphone on the laptop when I'm shooting video in a stationary setup, I have to take the USB-C extender that I use, that I need to use, because my phone has a case on it and I forgot it. So shooting without the wireless lavalier mic. If my hypothesis or speculation or flat out excuse is correct, it could be that what I'm going through and what I've been through is a big deal. It could be a big deal, and I may not be giving it as much due as it should be. And what I mean is, my struggle to get my weight back down to at least under 200, shooting for 195, it ballooned up to 220, 223, roughly. A couple of days there, I got up to 228. This morning I woke up, it was 219. So, for the first weigh in the morning to be under 220 after a month or so, a few months ago, of waking up under 200, 219 it's an accomplishment. It's definitely an accomplishment. But I don't feel accomplished by it, because I feel like it never should have happened in the first place. But again, my speculation or hypothesis or a flat out excuse that I'm getting over addiction, and I used eating to stimulate myself to alleviate the cravings for the withdrawals I got from those addictions. I'm talking about, you probably could put weed in there. Weed years ago. Not years ago, but, you know, a while back. Quit that. Quit vaping. And I did, you know, I was doing nothing for a little while. Probably a few months. And then I started smoking Black & Miles. And that kind of went for a while. Maybe over a year or so. I can't remember the timeline. I wish I had even noted when I quit smoking Black & Miles. I should have noted that in my calendar. But if I ever start again, or whatever, I'll note it in my calendar going forward. But it's been a few months since I quit, and in that time, that's when I put on the weight, probably 25 pounds. And I definitely was, there's no doubt, I definitely was eating to replace that stimulation. And I think I've turned the corner, as I like to say, recently at least, in where my energy feels more forward going or more motivated or more keep in motion and a lot less stagnant, vibrating at a higher frequency or something like that. It's got more, you know, more go, 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 not go, 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 but you know, I've been keeping busy, steadily keeping busy, getting stuff done, working on the empire and the legacy, the work, traveling, family, the whole bit. And for me to have, for me to have ended my, or you know, at least temporarily suspended my consumption of nicotine and other such stimulants, and then to be back on track, or at least close to them. I don't want to speak too favorably about, you know, where I'm at or what I'm doing. Still got to keep the pressure on myself. Still got a long way to go. And got a weekend coming up tomorrow, which is usually my downfall as I walk up and approach Cha Cha's Tacos. As I walk up and approach Cha Cha's Tacos. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. We'll see. If I get up, get out, get the walking, come back, because there's going to be some indulgence. I'm not going to deny myself some indulgence. Hopefully I can keep busy, get some stuff done, and get some stuff done and not eat. Not lay around eating, watching TV, being lazy in the bed. Even though I could probably use one of those days, or I might be due one of those days, because coming up, the next couple of weeks are going to be intense. According to my standards, I'll be traveling, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'll be out there. So, these days, you know, I won't have any Jeffrey days for a while. Unless I set something up. I won't have any Jeffrey days for like 3 weeks or so. So, that's how that goes. Yo, Cha Cha's Taco. There it is. Look at that place. I'm gonna take a picture. Had to stop. Oh my God, it zooms. Oh no, it zooms. Oh, I love this app. I love this app. It zooms this way too. Stop. Wait a minute. No, it didn't zoom. It's not zooming. Stuck. Or is it? I can't unzoom it. Oh, see, I can't go. This is 1.0. All right. I'm going to switch it back. All right. I'm going to zoom it back all the way back down. I'm going to put it back. There we go. That was interesting how I did that. I wonder if that was an anomaly. Because I don't think the front-facing camera is supposed to zoom. You see that? I love experimenting, working on myself, don't I? I have commentary in between there. But I love doing this. I really do love doing this. And there's something in me that just makes me want to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. I'm not even sure what or why. But I definitely enjoy it. I I do feel like I'm being productive when doing this stuff. I'm just talking about walking around making videos, making these videos, talking to the universe or to y'all, or just getting my thoughts out, talking about me. But I will say this again, though. I have to say this one more time. I have no inclination to talk about anything other than myself. None. I have just no inclination. You know, I could talk about P-Funk, this bird, probably get more likes and more hits and more views. When I think about doing that, and it feels like selling out. Because to me, it could be that it's all about the brand, Jeffrey TV, to put it in those terms. It could be that it's all about the brand, Jeffrey TV, and anything that deviates from that is selling out. And if I stay on message, if I stay on point, eventually, with my consistency, it'll catch on. Because there's somebody out there who loves what I do, or loves this form of dialogue or discussion that I have with the universe or you, or an objective audience or a virtual audience. There's somebody out there who loves it. And I don't know who, but because of the diversity of people, the odds are there's somebody out there. And if I just consistently build it, they'll come. Build it and they'll come. It just has to get out there long enough for maybe history or for people to find it. Because there's somebody out there that likes everything. No, there's somebody out there that everything is liked by somebody. You know what I mean? There's something out there, everything. There's somebody that's going to like what you do no matter what you do. And there's somebody going to hate it, what you do, no matter what you do. And I also feel for things to go viral, half the people got to like it, half the people got to hate it. So, you know, I just got to keep it out of there. Just got to stay at it. Just stay at it. A lot of the documentaries I watch about bios and, you know, famous people, great people, what they did was they just stuck with it. They just kept going and going and going. They just stuck with it and kept at it with a belief in themselves or what they were doing, or a belief in something that made them just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Then finally, it caught on. Of course, there's going to be a lot of those things that didn't catch on. There's a lot of those things that didn't catch on that we never hear about. So, you know, that's that part too. But again, there's something in me that's driving me to do this. And I look over my life, and whenever I've taken on something like this, it's proven to be, not fruitful, but it's proven to be appealing, or it grew, or it became popular, or whatever the word. It became, you know, it became a thing. It grew, it reached people and did that. It's about everything that I can remember. But then again, of course, it could be the same thing I said about the things I did that didn't catch on. I could probably think of a few that where I had a passion for something, but not like this. Not like this. Not making these videos for almost 20 years now. No, this is something. In writing, in my writings, in my philosophizing, my Jeffreyism, and all that stuff. No, to this degree, I don't think I've... No, to this degree, I don't think I've done... I don't want to say anything, but, you know, to this degree, there's very few things that I've done with this, for this long, with this intensity. So, this much and put this much into it. That I can say. So I'm building something, and then once it's built, or wherever in place or whatever, developing, the internet and the audience is out there. Because I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just love doing it. And I look at videos I made 10, 15 years ago, I'm saying damn near the same thing. All right, this is a test. I'm saying damn near the same thing. And it doesn't feel like it. It surprises me. I'm like, oh my God, I've been doing this for a long time. And I'm not gonna say that it's embarrassing, but it does make me wonder, you know, it does make me wonder why I've been doing it for so long. And it surprises me sometimes. It definitely surprises me. That, like, and especially on the, one of them was me weighing myself. That, and I look up and next thing you know, I've been weighing myself and writing it down, noting it. 20 years. I'm like, wow. What's that about? But we're here now. And what up? See, I got distracted by somebody. Hear that? You hear me get distracted? I was looking at that dude and the dog adjusting the camera and stuff. And now the blower guy got something in my eye. And it kind of threw my words off. My words weren't as concise as I thought they should be or one of them. But as I was saying, it might be a big deal. It really might be a big deal. That I wonder if I can, if I rest it on like this. Rest the bottom of the, oh, that's weird. Let's look it in my pocket. See what happens if I stick it in my pocket. We'll go like this. Hold it like this. Well, that's easy. But it bounces, shakes. I put it in closer like that. Turn it like that. It's not too bad. Just trying to find an easy way to carry this stick. I love doing this. And again, I'm just blown away to the point of embarrassment of how switch it, running OBS on that laptop, which I haven't done before. And having so much faith in the processing power of that i7-33 third generation with 20 megabytes of RAM in it. Having so much faith in it, because I did Google and it says what you required to run OBS was like an i5, and I had an i7. It probably could have been an i5 17th generation versus an i7 2 generation, whatever. But this laptop runs OBS flawlessly. It just runs it. I mean, again. I can't say this enough. And I've got videos looking at it. The CPU processing on the i7 was up to 82%. 80%. On the i7 third generation desktop processing, usage was 89%. Run the same program on the i7, 12th generation. I don't know, but I think it's 12. I think my desktop is 10 and the laptop is 12. Running it on that, you're seeing that CPU down to like less than 1%, 1-2%. And just the response times, years and years and years, it feels like I've been trying to get that to work right. Years and years and years just to hit it and nail it now. To streamline my system even, make it more functional, less equipment, more consistent. Because now I shoot all my OBS studio videos on the same device. I don't got to come home, switch and start using the desktop. And then when I'm out on the road, switch and use the laptop. Now everything is just geared to the laptop. 100%, so I don't have to change anything. I just got, I don't have to change anything. Pretty much the same cameras. I take the same cameras with me, place to place, hook them up. The wireless cameras already know the IP address. I just hook them up, turn them on, boom, 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 boom. Laptop know the IP address, gets on Wi-Fi. The cameras log in the Wi-Fi, whether I'm here, at the undisclosed location or at home or at my daughter's house. I love it. I love it. Anyway, 21 minutes is Friday. I feel pretty good. 21 minutes is Friday. I feel pretty good. Getting my steps in. I should get a nice weigh when I get back. Favorable weight when I get back. Whatever that is. And I also know that, and I took Sudafed yesterday. My nails started acting up yesterday. Because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And like right before it rains, I always go through this. Came out today, there's clouds in the sky. And I said yesterday, it'll probably rain today. My nose is better, but the Sudafed seemed to work yesterday. That Sudafed, I wake up and if I feel it, pop them Sudafeds. And I took Sudafeds every 4 hours. I think I took it at 8. I took it at noon. I don't think I took it at 4. And it knocked it out. And I didn't get the headache and the heaviness and all that. It worked. So I'm learning. Experience and learning is key. Well, it's not key, but it's an advantage. It gives you an advantage. So, doing well. I'm doing well, and I know I'm doing well. I just want to do better or more. Always want to do better and more. I always want to keep my foot on the gas and the pressure on myself to do better or more. Feel like I haven't done enough. I like to have things in front of me that would feel like, you got to do that. Oh, you behind that. To feel that precious pressure. Not so much an urgency, which I probably think I do need more of at times. I do really think sometimes I could use a little bit more urgency. I do think that. But I was just thinking about the Jeffrey TV legacy and getting some professional or organized or managed advertising or promotion. I actually paying somebody, saying this is Jeffrey TV. I want this to be promoted as this, as this, as this. You know, how do we get this out there? Then I would just think it down. For what reason am I doing this? What's my goal? Money? Fame? Help people? To give, travel the world, to give talks, lectures? I mean, why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? And I don't think it's because I want to help people or help humanity, even though that might be a symptom of it. I would have to say, and very well could truthfully say, that more so is to prove that I'm right. More so is to prove that I figured it out. I really don't want to be rich. I don't really want to tour the world. I want to be comfortable. And I want to keep movement. And I want to be challenged. I want to develop stuff. I'm not even sure if I want to be famous. Because I've said before, or even a long, long time ago, I don't ever want to be in a position where I can't walk down the street and go to McDonald's without being recognized or this or that. I definitely don't want that. I want to retain some autonomy. Even a little bit of recognition or that I get now sometimes. I'd be like, yeah, because you got to go into mode. You got to go into, you know, accommodate people who talk to you, people excited to see you, you know. Just because I be doing it and I'm used to it, so a lot of people, well, maybe not a lot, but this, you know, fair number of people, I'm not a star, but I'm up there, you know. I got recognition. This is the things I've done, people I've known, places I've been, you know. I like to think also the respect I get, you know, puts me, some people are really excited to meet me. And I'm excited to finally meet people too. And as I realize, it's not necessarily because of their fame sometimes, or their, you know, quote unquote fame. It's just because I like them. I might follow them, like their personality. You know, maybe I follow, not follow, like technically follow them on Facebook. But you know, I'm always looking to see what they're saying, it pops up in my feed and I don't mind. I like to see what they're doing, what they're into. And they become something. And then when you finally meet them, it's like, oh, you know, you're meeting this person who you, not necessarily put on a pedestal, but who you've elevated to have a significance in your life. And I said a significance, not significance. Have a significance. Nothing, you know, too big or, you know, too earth moving. But, you know, I'm trying to get to meet you. You know, there's a couple people, you know, regular people on my feed that walk up and say, oh, can I shake your hand? They're probably thinking, how do you even know who I am? They may know me, you know, they know who I am. They say, why does he even know me or care about me? Something like that. And I tell them, so I don't think I want that. I don't even think I want power. Because with power comes obligation. I don't want to tell them how to do. I don't want to be in command of anything but me. All I want to do is work on Jeffrey stuff. I don't want to be obligated to anything. So I really don't know why I'm doing this. But experience has taught me, just keep doing it. It'll pay off somehow, somewhere. You don't know yet. But whenever you've been on something like this, it paid off. Or I got something back from it that I really appreciated, that I didn't even know, you know, it would turn that way. Like the atheist walking video. I kind of knew when we were shooting it, what was going on. I knew, you know, I had an idea of what I was putting on film or what was being captured and how I wanted it to come off. I posted that thing to the internet, YouTube. It went viral. And some people say it started the atheist revolution on YouTube, which spilled over to the Four Horsemen and to the young atheist, to the new atheists, and all that. I'm happy for my part that I played in that. It was something that I had deep belief in and wanted to definitely bring it up, bring it out, up and out, make awareness, increase awareness of it. And I did. And now, like Easter, I was thinking Easter is this weekend. And I'm like, oh well. You know, before all the Jesus stuff in my newsfeed or Jesus that used to trigger me. Because I stuff that I thought it was nonsense, even though I kind of do. I don't want to say it that way because it sounds demeaning and like I'm putting it down. Because I've grown, or I've evolved to understand that we need all kinds. We need all kinds of opinions, all kinds of diversities. And, you know, people think it differently. People think it, quote unquote, right or wrong. I can say right or wrong because I'm speaking subjectively what I see. And I don't even think right or wrong when I'm speaking subjectively, in fact. I just, see, here's the train. Last time it did that. Me and granddaughter was out here, and it was 20 minutes. Well, it was a whole bunch of minutes, and the train never came. See it? Can you see it doing the ding, ding, ding? I can't see. The preview isn't as sharp as the video I'm taking, I bet. See that? See if a train ever come. But, you know, now I made it. I've been heard. I feel like I've been heard. We've been heard. Atheists or whatever, my beliefs have been recognized enough to where I'm cool. You know, I'm cool now. You know, you can believe what you want. Because I know that I'm good with it. I'm solid in my beliefs, you know. I'm solid in my beliefs that, you know, you can have yours. Ours is out there, we're recognized. You feel us now. The believers are filling us. And that's all I want. You know, stuff like that. And maybe some stuff that I was a catalyst in motivating P-Funk, maybe. I don't know. This or that. Just stuff that I get. My passions. That I had an impact on my passions. Let's put it that way. All right, y'all. Woo! Swinging on y'all two times. By Friday, I am a little bit weary, tired. By Friday, going for a week, going a week strong, because my schedule, I was saying, my sister yesterday, my schedule is tight. My schedule is tight. I got every minute of my daily life orchestrated. And I know, you know, it's planned, not planned to a T, but, you know, there's routine that fills the day. Anyhow, so we only got twice, for me, for the funk, for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom, and this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.